This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome along to Band Concert here on Plains FM. I'm your host, Jamie McEwen, and I'm back again with some more fantastic piping and drumming music for you to enjoy over the next half hour. It's great to be back into the competition season here domestically, and yesterday it all kicked off with the Hororata Highland Games out at the Hororata Domain. I was actually having a search through YouTube earlier in the week and found this old clip of the St Andrews College A band performing their March Stress Band Reel from the Grade 2 competition at the very first inaugural Hororata Highland Games way back in 2011. Here they are, starting with the march John McDonald of Glencoe. Thank you. performance there from the St Andrews College Band from the first ever Hororata Highland Games back in 2011. Games were originally set up to raise both some money and, more importantly, raise some much-needed community spirit following the 2010 earthquakes, which affected particularly that region of Canterbury. And they've continued to go from strength to strength, attracting probably 10,000 to 15,000 people from the Canterbury region each year. So fantastic to see it now, of course, in its eighth year. Well, over the past year or so, I've featured a number of clips from the talented Lincoln Hilton, a Melbourne-based piper who not only is an excellent composer, also he produces some pretty slick videos on YouTube. So for all of us drummers out there, it's great to see that there's now a young drummer that's finally uploading some equally impressive videos for us to enjoy. Stephen Shedden, a Scottish drummer, currently Principal of Drumming at the Canberra School of Piping and Drumming in Australia. He's produced some cracking recordings, and I've got the audio here from his latest one. This is his rendition of Jim Kilpatrick's setting to the tune Desert Storm. Fantastic wee piece from Stephen Shedden there, and as well as playing the snare, that's also him on the kit drum as well. Stephen used to play in Jim Kilpatrick's core at the Shots and Dykehead Pipe Band, and currently plays with Glasgow Police Pipe Band, so make sure you check out his YouTube channel and his Facebook page. So from the latest releases, I thought we'd stay with an Australian flavour, but actually head back in time for our next track. It's been 20 years since the Victoria Police Pipe Band became the first Australasian band to win the Grade 1 World Championship title, and here they are with their medley from back in 1998. Excellent music there from the Victoria Police Pipe Band, a performance that would still be right up amongst it 2 decades later. So with Hororata yesterday, we look ahead to the next couple of weeks with bands around the region involved in AMP shows. I know that the St Andrews College bands are playing at the Grand Parade on Thursday afternoon here in Christchurch, and I assume that there is likely other bands playing over the other days as well. There'll be regional Santa parades that will be another great opportunity to hear the bands, and then contest-wise, there'll be the Christchurch Casino Highland Day that will be held at the Oakover Lawn at University of Canterbury on Saturday, December 1st. Couple of centre bands in the Kelly Grade 1 and Scottish Society bands will also be heading north to the Palmerston North Square Day competition the weekend after to round out the year. Anyway, back to the music now, and a couple of non-traditional pieces for you, courtesy of Fred Morrison and Spanish Piper Heavier. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Band Concert here on Plains FM, where we've just been listening to Fred Morrison with the Kansas City Hornpipe and Jaleth tune, followed up by El Garitan by Spanish Piper Javier. Of course, today being November 11th means it's Armistice Day, and more significantly as well as that, it's actually the 100th anniversary of the ending of the Great War, World War One, back in 1918. So in a tribute to those of our ancestors that gave their service and indeed their lives on the battlefields around Europe, I thought it fitting to end the programme today with the Battle Zur, courtesy of the Royal Scots Dragoons Guards. I will be back in a fortnight's time, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Armistice Day listening here on Plains FM. We will remember them.